Well, Earth Day was just a few days ago at the beginning of the week, right? Prompting us to reflect on reducing our ecological footprint and saving resources at the same time. Now, what small changes can we make inside and outside our house to make a difference? And in reality, we can. I mean, for a person to save, for a person not to be a wasteful, expensive a creature on the planet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's earth is something which is commendable. And how can these important resources, it's not about you whether you can afford the bill or not, but how can these resources of water, electricity, food, all of that there be effectively used and saved so that the culture of saving becomes part of our life, which indeed is an extension of the etiquettes and the culture and the sunnah of that we Muslims should no doubt adopt. Well, that's what's going to be our focus on this, on talking or discussion points this early morning, that how can one be a resourceful and a good user of the resources that are available to you. And to join us in the discussion is Zainab Badat, Assistant Manager at Norwood Hardware. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Sister Zainab.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Molana, how are you this morning? I'm feeling a little bit under the weather, so please excuse my voice.
Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you shifa and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. Sister Zainab, shukran jazakumullah khairin for joining us. And yes, alhamdulillah, I'm good, I'm well. Sister Zainab, we were talking, of course, about consumption. And look, let's start with electricity in our homes, right? I mean, everybody's worried about the bill, but you shouldn't only be worried about the bill itself. You should be worried about the consumption contributing towards a carbon footprint and making the world just a little bit more unsustainable. Let's explore the major electricity consumers in our homes, identifying some simple changes that we can make to reduce our footprint and potentially save money. How do we go about doing it? I'm sure in the world of hardware, you advise customers, contractors all the time that, do this here, landowners and landlords, how to ensure that efficiency comes out of these products. What can we do to effectively reduce electricity consumption in our homes?
Gee, Molana, I'd like to first of all start with a very popular hadith on environment when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam states, "The earth is green and beautiful and Allah has appointed you his steward over it." So as you mentioned, we should look after our environment. Coming back to your question, where we're going to explore a few major electricity consumers and how to identify simple changes. And when I mean simple, I don't mean go big and go solar so you're totally off the grid, because that can put a hole in your pocket. If you can, well and good, but if you can't, let's start small. So definitely lighting is a major culprit. Switching to LED bulbs can help you reduce 80% less energy than your traditional bulbs. They also last much longer, so you'll replace them less often. So visit Norwood Hardware. Inshallah, we'll be able to help you with a variety of LED bulbs in different wattages and colors to fit your needs. Another big drain when it comes to consumption is many electronics. We just continue to draw small amounts of electricity, but we tend to leave it on. For example, you'll pull out your phone from the charger, but you'll still leave it in and your plug will still be on. Chargers, printers, and other unused electronics, they make a surprising difference. So for quick things like that, use a multi-plug with a multi-on and off switches, which will help you to switch off the appliance that you're not using.
This is Zainab, of course, moving on to another big energy user in the house, and that is your water heating. And, the assumption is that at least 50%, if not even slightly more, of your electricity consumption here in South Africa, because most of the homes do not have piped gas. And, we're still on the, for the most part, on the electricity system, although there are those that are trying to make the, transition, solar, etc. How can one effectively manage manage one's water heater and, you know, of course, the geyser that we have at home?
The geyser. Okay. So turning your geyser on and off completely when it's not in use can definitely save some energy. But for a more consistent and efficient solution, you should consider other options. For example, a water heater timer is a good option. Installing a timer will allow your allow you to program your geyser to turn on only during the times when you need it, typically needing hot water like the mornings and the evenings. This reduces your standby energy losses. Another good way to reduce, another good way is to insulate your geyser using an insulation jacket. A well-insulated water heater tank retains more heat effectively, reducing the energy needed to reheat the water. Obviously, solar and gas heaters are also an option to reduce your electricity bill.
You also have the issue of home wastage by way of your kitchen scraps, those type of items that come out of your kitchen, paper that can easily be composted. Now, you know, there are those who have small gardens, but even if you don't really have a really small garden, your balcony, somewhere outside, somewhere on the stoop, or you could collectively garden with a number of people who live in the complex, composting those type of materials that are easily compostable, like your vegetable scraps, etc. That makes good sense. It keeps it out of the landfill. It also provides you in turn with some sort of usage that you can use later on.
Gee, that's right, Morana. And that was a very good idea that you said, to collectively use it if you're living in a complex. So kitchen scraps and yard waste take up a significant amount of space in landfills and release methane when decomposing, a potent greenhouse gas. Composting offers a win-win solution. By turning these organic materials into nutrient-rich fertilizers, you can reduce waste and you can reuse it to give your plants a healthy boost. A simple way of creating your own compost heap is to dig a hole in the furthest corner of your home, cover it with a corrugated sheet, and water it occasionally. You can also use a compost activator to help decompose your waste faster.
And of course, it'll encourage you not to walk around in your garden at night in case you don't fall down the hole. Sister Zainab, finally...
I said the farthest corner, Molana.
Some people like to walk on the edges of life, don't they, Sister Zainab? So moving on, of course, to rainwater. How do outdoor practices... I mean, this is a big one, right? Many of us have gardens. Even if you have a small garden, just like, 5 by 5 meters, not very big like how it is in traditional settings because you live in a simplex or a townhouse or something like that. But even there too, you need to, of course, take some water to your plants ever so once in a while. And here comes the practice of native gardening. You know, we get attracted to all these type of exotic flowers, bougainvillea, etc. But they're not native. They're not, as a result, they're not used to our climatic conditions. But South Africa is blessed with, alhamdulillah, a good number of native plants that are well adjusted to our climatic conditions, that don't need a huge amount of watering. And also the topic of rainwater harvesting, where you get that tank and you allow your gutters with a small screen or a filter to filter into a tank, and you use that, if not for indoor use, then at least for your outdoor use, washing the cars, the patios, and the garden.
That's right, Morana. In South Africa, we have a wealth of beautiful and diverse native plants. These plants adapt to our climate. That's why they require less water, and generally they need less or fewer pesticides or fertilizers compared to non-native species. This reduces your waste, your water usage, and creates a habitat for local wildlife. For example, succulents, aloe, cacti, agapanthus, they are good fillers in your garden and they don't need maintenance at all. With regards to water harvesting, rainwater harvesting allows you to capture and store rainwater for later use in your garden first. If you have a filter and the whole system put in, you can collect it in a JoJo tank and then you can use it in your home. But to start off with, yes, a garden is a good way to reuse water. Another simple way of saving water is reusing your dishwasher water. Put a dish into your sink after you're done with your dishes. Water your plants with it. It's good for your plants also because of the detergents in it. Sunlight liquid is actually very good for your plants, and it will get rid of your pests also. By implementing these simple changes and using sustainable products, you can make a big difference, Molana.
This is Zainab Badat. Shukran Jazakumullah Khairan for joining us on Radio Islam International with this discussion. Inshallah, it'll make sense and appeal to many of our listeners out there in using the resources granted to them by Allah Ta'ala wisely. Ameen.
Assalamualaikum. Can I just add something if you have more
ahead,
time,
Sister
please?
Zainab. Go ahead, Zainab.
I'd like
a minute.
I'd like to say reduce, reuse, and recycle. Separate your refuse into compostable waste, paper waste, which Mondi Paper Recycling Company is very happy to collect weekly. Separate your plastic and glass waste to make it easier for waste pickers. And a very important thing, teach children at home to simply switch off the light when leaving a room. Many adults haven't yet mastered it.
True. I can attain to that. Many adults and many teenagers haven't mastered it as well, unfortunately. Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, in concluding our discussion for the Sabah al-Muslim program, rainfall ravaging many parts of the world. We've seen Dubai floods last year, or Dubai floods. Pronouncing it wrong, Dubai floods last week, in fact, that had taken much of the Gulf countries all the way from Oman right till Kuwait, a torrential downpour. Then we've seen in the southern Philippines, southern China, still grappling with the flood levels, flood waters that knocked them as of last Monday and Tuesday.